the bridge.
The A160 on the bridge is underwritten by 7th Heaven, the Vinyl Underground, and Smoke Shop, serving Kansas City for over 47 years.
Hello everyone, and a happy Tuesday evening to you. I hope your week is off to a good start. You've stumbled across the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge right here on your radio dial. Or maybe you're cool and maybe you're streaming us from the comfort of your own laptop. Or maybe you're like super sophisticated and we're coming to you live or streamed later from the app, the 90.9 The Bridge app. However you're listening, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for stumbling upon us if you didn't know what you were doing and you just ended up here. It's a little after 6 o'clock on Tuesday and we get to do this every Tuesday with you. All month of August on this show, we've been playing new music. I think we've played, I don't know, like 40 new songs over the last 3 weeks, and we're going to throw another dozen onto that pile. Kansas City musicians are absolutely just putting out so much new music this year. There's so much more new music coming out this year than there was last year. Some things to plug before we get too far into the show. First off, I hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you caught a great show out there. There was a bunch of great music this past weekend, including Pride Fest, which was over in front of the Nelson, I think that's called Theus Park. And a lot of people in my social media feed seem to be over at that event. Lemonade Park had some great shows. Just so much happening in this town. I know I'm looking forward to coming up. Kansas City Irish Festival happening over Labor Day weekend. There's always great shows down at Lemonade Park. Record Bar starting to blow up with great shows too. There's so many things happening. If you head over to bridge909.org, you can see a concert calendar there. And if you go to my personal Facebook page, /concertchris on Facebook, you can see the concert calendar in my cover photo, and it is quite extensive. That's from August and beyond. This week, here in Bridgeland, on Thursday night, we have a big event happening down at Lemonade Park. I say big because it's big to us. Lemonade Park is being socially responsible during the pandemic. Their capacity is 200. It's quite spread out and comfortable outside, of course. We're inviting you, the music nerds, to come and hang out with us for a special night of music. The event is called Playback. And what happened during the pandemic was a very generous donor stepped up and gave the Bridge a lot of money that they wanted to be passed on to musicians. So we devised a way to curate a cool video series working with a bunch of Kansas City bands. And as the Bridge turned 20 years old last week, we teamed up these bands with records that were also 20 years old and tried to give them some idea of what song would be cool for that type of band to cover and then play. And then we sent a crew onto interesting locations around town to record video of these bands playing these cover songs from albums that are 20 years old, just like the Bridge. A lot of layers to this onion, but I promise you, it's a beautiful onion. On Thursday night, Playback at Lemonade Park, there's going to be live music from two sets of the musicians that are part of the event, Lava Dreams and Jazz. And on the video series, they perform, I have not seen this or heard this, but they perform Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On, which is 20 years old. And then Kiana White, of her brand new project, she's going to be performing. And in this project, they perform Destiny's Child, Survivor, on the riverfront, right on the Missouri River. And they're both going to be at the event at Lemonade Park and play live sets. And then also at the event, we're going to stream a 30-minute movie of everybody's music videos. It's going to be very cool. There's some tickets left. If you head over to our website or Lemonade Park's website, you can find out more information and how to grab a ticket. I'm excited. What other bullet points do we need to go over? Oh, next week on the show is going to be all about the Kansas City Irish Festival, again happening on Labor Day weekend. The weekend after that, Bill Sundahl has brought back the 17th annual KKFI Crossroads Music Festival, happening on September 11th at 4 venues, all outside. 2 weeks from now on the show, we'll highlight a bunch of musicians playing that event, and we'll also sit down with the great man with a plan, Bill Sundahl. But to kick off this week's show, new music. As I just mentioned, the playback event happening Thursday night at the Lemonade Park. One of the acts that we got to work with for this project is Katie Gian and The Drive. And this is so good. I've listened to this like 25 times, and I'm not exaggerating. You can see it on my iTunes counter. Katie Gian and Stephanie Williams on drums teamed up to play the White Stripes song Hotel Yorba, which that record turned 20 years old, just like The Bridge did this year. And they performed this live on the lawn at Kauffman Center, and it's amazing. It's such a great song. Happy to share it with you, and I'm excited to see how they are featured in the 30-minute movie that will be streaming at the event on Thursday night, and then at some point it will be airing also on PBS. I should plug, too. Katie Gian and The Drive will be playing on September 25th in Leavenworth, Kansas, as direct support to the headliner, Melissa Etheridge, playing Camp Leavenworth. That's Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th. The Friday night headliner is Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. After them is an encore of fireworks. And then on Saturday night, Melissa Etheridge. There's about 15 acts. The lineup's great. And you know what? It's free, which is insane. Also, Katie Gian and the girls just announced a one-night-only reunion show with Katie, Steph, and Claire. Claire visiting Kansas City now from Mexico. She lives in Mexico now, and she's home for a couple days. They're going to play On the Rooftop Wednesday night, September 29th, of Crossroads Hotel outside, and they're going to play two sets. First set, all acoustic. Second set, plugged in. It should be a really great night of music. It is a reduced capacity show because that's the times we're in, but it's on the rooftop, a beautiful setting against the backdrop. But I'm excited to play this song for you. Here is a new one from our playback series by Katie Gian and The Drive. Here is Hotel Yorba, their take on the great White Stripes song. Here it is.
Before the pandemic, you might have recognized Leslie Jordan from small roles on TV shows like Will and Grace. But in March 2020, one of his Instagram videos went viral. Now he has millions of followers and has released his debut album that includes guests like Dolly Parton. Leslie Jordan tells his story on the next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The Bridge receives support from 7th Heaven, record store and smoke shop. For over 47 years, 7th Heaven has been an alternate lifestyle store for Kansas City. 7th Heaven offers the Vinyl Underground, where new and used records are always bought and sold. The selection is sure to please the casual buyer or the dedicated collector, plus the smoke shop, offering accessories and an expert staff. 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost. This Labor Day weekend at Crown Center, it's the Kansas City Irish Fest. 3 days of Irish food, art, and culture with Gaelic Storm, Scythian, Young Dubliners, and Enter the Haggis. Plus Ashley Davis, Runa, Eddie Delahunt, Seamus Kelleher, Kian Byrne, and a tribute to Steve Phillips featuring members of the Elders.
They're doing an Irish dance. Hey!
On Sunday, the return of the Irish Fest mixtape with Carswell and Hope. Kansas City Irish Fest with support from Culture Ireland. Tickets and more information are available at kcirishfest.com. Kansas City Irish Fest at Crown Center this Labor Day weekend in support of The Bridge.
90.9.
The Bridge.
That gonna sound so good when you got a lot to do. Front running makes the gravy more than far from you. Loosen up, cut around, get your hands off. Get a little bit of city, really you can get enough. Oh, I'll show them your stuff. Track turner understood when you need to take a break. Fast learner, come back quick and kick him wild away. No, you won't take control, take a phone home. Give a little slack, don't be lacking in your own soul. Don't always do what you're told. But what's the point if we can't enjoy this? We need to kick off our shoes and dance blues away. We ain't got nothing to do, so we set to have a good time, good time, yeah. And a good, good time, good time, good time, good time. And a good, good time.
The heat is getting hot in the kitchen. Finger licking every single moment with you, baby. I'm so stricken. Kicking back, we need to do more together. Progressions can't be made if we're separate, we're forever. Like Tip said, with the work and the grind, so much hustle. Put more finesse and a little less muscle. A little more style with some good technique. Work less and less, it's to feed the family. Trees digging roots and they digging deep. But to the cool waters below, now let it flow slower than the times that just pass so fast. See all these times, I so wish that they collide. But sure, sure they won't, so cherish the moments. The seasons change and the kids are growing up. Shoots, I blink my eyes back in 1995. And what's the point if we can't enjoy this all?
We need to kick off our shoes, dance blues away. We ain't got nothing to do. Set to the heaven, good time, yeah. In a good, good time, good time, good time, good time. In a good, good time. Yeah, you make a song really good.
That was a new one from Clay Hughes. Also, that song features G Love of G Love and the Special Sauce. The song is called Back Burner. The song already has 56,000 spins on Spotify, came out last month, and Clay Hughes just had a big gig down in Lawrence, Kansas. They recently brought back Live en Masse, which is an outdoor concert series, and Clay got to open up the other night for Citizen Cope. I saw some pictures. It looked like everybody had a good time. Happy that Clay got that the nod to get that big show over in Lawrence, Kansas. His numbers on Spotify continue to be really impressive. A couple years ago, he put out one of my favorite songs of the year. It was called Atmosphere. It found its way onto some really great playlists on Spotify, and it's sitting at 460,000 spins out there, which is amazing. And I've said this a lot on this show, but it's it's important to go on Spotify and to follow the bands that you like. It's the same thing that 10 years ago, it was important to like those bands on Facebook and follow them on Instagram, because over on Spotify, it's all about algorithms. The more likes and follows music gets on Spotify is the more likelihood that that song will end up on a playlist that can, these playlists can literally change someone's life, where they go from a bunch of spins on Spotify, then maybe it gets placement in a commercial, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's a different world for that musician. So it's important to follow musicians you like over on Spotify. I follow Clay Hughes, and I'm always excited to share new music from him. Again, that last one was called Back Burner, and if you want to listen to it over there on Spotify, Atmosphere, such a great song from a couple years ago, and it has 460,000 spins, which is awesome. That was also the second time that Clay has teamed up with G-Love. Late last year, he did a track with him and also with Stick Figure. Such a great song as well. Up next, more new music. That's the theme of today's show. We're going to try and get new music from 12 different Kansas City area acts. This one from a project called Scores. Scores was a recording project that was recorded over several years featuring the Ward brothers, which are Alex and Austin Ward, who are also in the band Hembry. And then on lead vocals is CJ Calhoun. And they've broken up now, but the band he was in called Cowboy Indian Bear is one of my most favorite bands in the entire world. They unfortunately aren't making music together anymore, but a lot of them have gone on and are continuing to make music in their own ways. I was so excited when Scores started putting out music because I could hear CJ sing again, and all these songs from Scores, this entire record, is such a great piece of music. The song we just heard there again is called Parallels. These guys have been written about in so many different blogs with music from this project. While I'm here, I should also plug the Ward brothers are in the band Hembry, and Hembry announced a surprise show happening this Friday night in Lawrence, Kansas at the Replay Lounge. I imagine that's going to be a crazy one. They're going out on a short run of shows, which brings them through the Midwest, and they decided that'd be fun to set up a show in Lawrence, Kansas at Replay, and you can go and hang out and watch them play down there on Friday night. Not a bad way to spend your evening. So here it is, new stuff from Scores. The song is called Parallels.
I'm not afraid.
New music for you right there, this time from a project called Lazy Projector. The song is called Cruisin'. Lazy Projector is a music project headed up by Aaron Shin from here in Kansas City. They are part of Crossroads Music Festival happening on September 11th. It's the 17th annual Crossroads Music Fest. The event is held and put on by our friends a couple clicks down the dial at 90.1 KKFI. The great Bill Sundahl put together this event nearly two decades ago and continues to put it together every single year. This year, like so many things, there's been pivoted a little bit, just like it was last year, and it will take place at four different venues, all outside. Two in the West Bottoms at Lemonade Park and also Stockyards Brewing Company, and then two in the Crossroads. One is the parking lot of Parlor, and two will be in the alley behind Mod Gallery. There'll be a bunch of DJs playing at Mod and bands over at Parlor. Just like last year, the event will also have a live stream component, and the Lemonade Park bands, which includes the band Lazy Projector, will be part of the live stream, and you'll be able to watch that from your own home on your laptop or fancy television and stream along all the acts playing for you live from Lemonade Park. I think it's going to be from 7 p.m. to midnight on that night, and it will also double as the FM broadcast for 90.1 KKFI for at least 5 hours from 7 to midnight. Maybe you're not comfortable getting out to a show yet. That's very understandable, but you still feel like supporting local music and seeing a concert from the comfort of your own home. This is a great way to do that. More information at cmfkc.com. That's again Crossroads Music Fest happening on Saturday night, September 11th. On the bill there, Lazy Projector and so many other bands. You can find the whole lineup and information on tickets again at cmfkc.com. And I should plug the supporter of that event. They get a bunch of support from Community Lending of America. But again, Crossroads Music Fest, September 11th. Tune in. Check it out. Up next, we're going to hear music, a new song from a band called Video Disc. And I talked about before how one of the last bands I saw before the shutdown in March 2020 of the pandemic was Black Star Kids. But literally, the last band I saw performing, and I had to leave that show while they were still performing, was a band called Video Disc. And they put out a brand new single called Last Day. and we're going to hear that in a minute. But this was all happening at Revolution Records. It was first Friday of March. That's March 6, 2020. And even though that was 18 months ago, it feels a little bit more like 18 years ago. Video disc is three different musicians: Elizabeth Garcia, Steven Garcia. Yes, they're related. Husband and wife team right there. And then also Corey Vitt. And you know I love to read when bands write about themselves. And this band's got some great writers in it, including Elizabeth Garcia. I used to work with her over at The Star and The Ink. They write this about themselves: Kansas City shoegaze dream pop band featuring current and former members of, here comes a list, Beautiful Bodies, Hidden Pictures, Rooms Without Windows, Shadow Paint, Is Paris Burning, Deco Auto, Knee Jerk, and Armchair Martian. I like so many of those bands. Naturally, I like this brand new song from Videodisc. It's called Last Day. It's recorded and engineered by Pat Tomic and also mastered by Dwayne Trower, names we say a lot here on the station. While we're here, you can also catch Pat Tomic playing on Friday night at Light Up the Lawn. He's the drummer for the band Rainmakers, free show out at Johnson County Community College. Back to Videodisc. Here's their brand new song. It's called Last Day.
Didn't play with my skies. Every
Some great dreamy synthy indie pop from Juliet Frost. The song is called Dull Box. Juliet Frost, this is crazy. She is a 16-year-old musician and visual artist. She's going to be a junior at Shawnee Mission North High School. She's been making music for a while. She's now released 3 albums. This is from her 6-song EP, which came out earlier this year. It was produced by Dominique Sanders, who's an amazing musician as well, a great bassist. If you happen to see Tech N9ne's Tiny Desk concert, Dominique Sanders is playing bass on that track. And if you follow him on Instagram, which you should, recently he was in the studio with none other than Dr. Dre. Crazy. And Dominique producing this record for a Kansas City musician, again, Juliet Frost. They have so much music out and they're only 16 years old. It's kind of crazy. Their Instagram also features a bunch of great visual artwork to go along with their songs or part of their songwriting process. And I'm excited to see where this music goes. It's really great soundscape in this music, and there's so many bands that I love. One coming to mind real quickly is Purity Ring, which will be at the Granada in October. That Juliet Frost would be a fine addition to that bill. Again, that song we just heard is called Dull Box. You can find out more about her entire catalog over on Spotify. Up next, a musician that I've been really high on since the pandemic has begun, and it sent us all to do more music discovery during the lockdown. Musician named Riley the Musician. They have a very great success story in that they have a brand new record that's about to come out called Montana. And like 2 days before the release of Montana, they got signed by a record label, and the record label held up on the album. They had released 3 songs as singles so far, and it sounds like there's another one coming out on September 10th. The record will be called Montana from Riley the Musician. I'm so excited to get that record someday soon, whenever the record label decides to put it out. This song I'm gonna play, I found on Spotify. It's Riley the Musician teaming up with another musician called CM10, and that's spelled the letters C, the letter M, and 10 spelled out T-E-N, CM10. And it's a great song. It's a really funny song as well. I'm such a fan of Riley the Musician's work. I'm excited that their song 99 off of Montana already has over 250,000 spins on Spotify, and I'm really excited to see where their music career goes. They also did something that was clever recently. They went off into the woods and hid some demo CDs and posted the, I guess it's the longitude and latitude, on their Instagram. And if you have a GPS that you can program, you could go out and find in some field somewhere music from Riley the Musician. Here's a song called Alone with Riley the Musician teaming up with Siempton, an 18-year-old musician from Salt Lake. Here it is. The song was called Alone.
Yo, Siempton, where are we right now?
It's this little underground show I heard about. It seemed kind of fun.
Yeah, who's performing?
I think it's us.
Home, got a number on my phone. No one to find. I've been feeling so alone. Playing gigs in my car. You can skip it if you want. Numbers on my phone. I've been feeling so alone. Driving home, got a number on my phone. Don't kind of wanna find. Feeling so alone. Playing gigs in my car. You can skip it if you want. Numbers on my phone. I've been feeling so alone.
Me home, I just wanna be alone, yeah. You want alone, think count and blah blah blah, yeah. If you care for yourself, then sure I want to. Cause I'm sure as hell I really want you. I'm gonna drive around, set up a picnic. I know the waves are up, I'm getting seasick. Girl, if you wanna talk it through, I gotta leave, I know my cue. Just know I wanna be with you, I'm melting right into my shit. You gotta know it's you. I'm melting right into my shit. So why you always feeling I'm melting right into my shit. You gotta know it's you. I'm melting right into my shit. So why you always feeling
driving home, got a number on my phone.
Drive me home, I just wanna be alone, yeah.
Driving home, got a number on my phone.
Drive me home, I just wanna be alone, yeah.
Driving home, got a number on my phone.
Drive me home, I just got a number on my phone. Drive me home, I just wanna be alone, yeah.
Sunday, September 12th at the Midwest Trust Center, formerly the Carlson Center, JCCC presents Larry Carlton, Steely Dan, the 78 album. Guitarist Larry Carlton. Larry Carlton tickets are available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Larry Carlton, Steely Dan, the 78 album, September 12th at Yardley Hall, in support of The Bridge.
Support for 90.9 The Bridge comes from the University of Central Missouri. With 150 years of education for service, UCM prides themselves on student support, excellent academic programs, and innovative learning opportunities. UCM offers flexibility with courses in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. UCM lays the groundwork for graduates to make an impact with the hands-on experience needed for long-term success. More information about UCM and the power of opportunity in action is available at ucmo.edu.
The A160 on the Bridge is underwritten by Seventh Heaven, the Vinyl Underground and Smoke Shop, serving Kansas City for over 47 years.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
Thank you.
Another new one there for you, this time from a musician named Jerry, that's J-A-I-R-Y. The song is called Pool Floors. It came out on July 30th. It features a couple other musicians, R.I. Peter and Caddy Klein. Jerry is the musical moniker of Kansas City musician named Jared Badzikowski. And I still can't pronounce his name right, and I've known him for like 6 or 7 years. We used to work together over at the Kansas City Star and Inc. magazine. He's a great guy, and I'm excited to see his music career continuing in a great trajectory. He's also in a project called Mama's Boy that we've played several times here on the show. And this song, I've listened to it so many times now, and I haven't told him this, but the hook of the song, his vocals on the hook, but something about that vocal takes me straight back to my dorm at KU in the 90s, listening to Pink Floyd's Division Bell. And I love this song so much from Jerry. Again, this song was called Pool Floors. It was a single released from our friends over at Manor Records on July 30th. Manor Records are constantly putting out great music from great artists here in Kansas City. I know they have some big projects coming up to be announced very soon, and we'll talk about more of those on the show eventually. But I wanted to play that song from Jerry, as it's such a great song. Up next, a continuing new music as we wind down 4 weeks of all brand new music for you. This one from a project I knew nothing about, I still don't know hardly anything about, called Birdie. And Birdie went to bridge909.org and found our page on there for the 8160 and submitted music to us to be played here on the station, to be checked out and listened to, and then played, you know, if we liked it. And we liked the song from Birdie. The song is called You Can't Stop Her. And Birdie is actually a singer-songwriter from here in Kansas City named Betsy Schwartzy. And they say this about their music: it's power pop, punk, and echoes of girl groups of our time intersect Kansas City-based Birdie. And again, Pat Tomek making an appearance. He's on drums, and he also produced this record, this song from Birdie. Again, the song is called You Can't Stop Her. We mentioned Pat Tomek earlier in the show playing with the Rainmakers on Friday night out at Light Up the Lawn. But that's how easy it is to get your music played on this show or even this station sometime. Send us an email or go through the process on our website, bridge909.org, and submit something. And then we put all of our submissions in Dropbox folder. And then we sit around and we listen to it. And then we listen to it for our different shows. And then we play these songs for you and share new music with you from artists and musicians from right here in your community. All that being said, let's play it for you now. The brand new one from Birdie. The song is called You Can't Stop Her.
Can't stop her. living in stale conversation. Panoramic aggravation. Verbal masturbation will let you know you're real. Slide off to the side, cause you're nowhere left to hide. Cue wiring dissension. What a way to make an entrance in the light of a moonbeam. Like some shimmering daydream. Follow maps to the stars, down dark alleyway. With my ego riding shotgun, we'll make a green screen get away. Narrowly evading, getting our covers low. When the battles seem frustrating, but the synthetic soundtrack rolls. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh. Cinematic, acrobatic, frontwater, mental gymnastics. It's a moment in the
was new stuff from Blacklight Animals. Again, that song was called Special Effects. These guys just had their big album release show over the past weekend. They played down at Lemonade Park with The Freedom Affair. Also to note, a few of these guys, Double Dip, they are in The Blacklight Animals, and they're also in The Freedom Affair. And if you haven't seen The Freedom Affair, hands down, one of the best things going in Kansas City music right now. Also, some of these guys are in a new project for a musician called Geraldine Glenn, which we played on the show last week. Blacklight Animals, these guys have been making music together for a little while now. They used to have a different name, and they were called Instant Karma, and they're back at it now. New album, new band name, new stuff. Up next, we've got another new one for you, this time from a long run-on band name. The band name is called Nameless Number Headman. That's one long word. The song we're going to hear is called Mount Analog Street. Nameless Number Headman is three musicians, Andrew, Jason, and Chuck. They've been making music here in Kansas City since the early 2000s. They had a long hiatus in there, and now they're back. They're playing a gig, which I'm really looking forward to, Friday night, October 1st, Elevator Division and Nameless Number Headman, a reunion show of Kansas City music coming up again October 1st over at Record Bar. Nameless Number Headman have just released the single, which we're about to play for you, called Mount Analog Street, and they have a brand new record coming out on September 24th called Plot the Points. Really excited to share this one for you. And also, while I was digging up some information about this band, I found a video of them covering Phoebe Bridgers' song Punisher over on YouTube. If you're a fan of Phoebe Bridgers, and how couldn't you be, you should check out Nameless Number Headman's version of Phoebe Bridgers' song Punisher. I'm gonna give that song a spin as we get closer to the October 1st concert of Elevator Division and Nameless Number Headman. Here's new stuff from them, Mount Analog Street.
Thank you.
Again, that was brand new stuff from Nameless Number Headman. That's all one long word, all lowercase even. They have a gig coming up on Friday, October 1st at the Record Bar along with Elevator Division. That's the first new music from them in a long time. And we're going to get even more, a brand new record called Plot the Points on September 24th. Thank you for hanging out with us this week here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. We're going to shift things up a bit for this last song. No doubt, this is a country tune. Our friend Travis Marvin, a Kansas City country musician who hustles his way all around the country on tour, and he's got a gig coming up here in Kansas City. He's going to be playing also on Saturday night, September 11th, down at the Power and Light. He just recently released a brand new EP called Maybe on July 26th, and we're going to hear the title track from the album, again called Maybe. If you like country music, I encourage you to check out his catalog on Spotify, and he plays around town quite a bit, you know, probably a couple times a month, and I've always enjoyed working with him on different projects and representing Kansas City country music in a great light. But here's a new one from Travis Marvin. Again, the song is called Maybe. Thank you for hanging out with us. Next week, Irish Fest show, as Irish Fest is happening Labor Day weekend. The week after that, here on the show, we're going to do a deep dive into the 17th annual Crossroads Music Festival happening on 4 outdoor stages on Saturday, September 11th. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks, everybody.
My go-to line's gonna crash and burn, or maybe this time my parachute's gonna work. Yeah, maybe not knowing where it's going is gonna get worse, or maybe what she's doing to me I'm doing to her. Baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe I'm doing it right. Baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe, baby, tonight. Yeah, maybe we'll go chasing sunsets in Mexico. And maybe we'll wake up in love, and maybe we won't. Or maybe this dance is as far as it's gonna go. Or maybe the moon and the stars know something we don't. This baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe I'm doing right. Baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe, baby, tonight. Yeah, maybe not knowing where it's going. She's doing to me, I'm doing to her. This baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe I'm doing it right. This baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe, baby, tonight. Yeah, baby's got that maybe in her eyes. Maybe, baby, tonight.
ATBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.